It is a Saturday gutter. Mike Bancoli, Stu Wright and Andy Bell with us to work through your Saturday rumours as they've come in. The bits and pieces, that some of them aren't even rumours. Some of them are things that people have literally said themselves in a very, very clear way. We'll start there. It'll be the first one that we'll do. It doesn't seem particularly sexy, but when you drill into the player last season, it is quite an intriguing one as to the question of what do Liverpool do with Sepp Vandenberg. Sepp has himself come out and issued a broadside against Liverpool Football Club. He doesn't like the asking price. He feels as though things have been said, promises have been made. Liverpool supposedly, firstly, like their own asking price, but secondly, there's no talk that Slot might want to look at him in the summer. Andy Bell, this is a bit of a funny one for me because it's felt all the way through as though Liverpool have got no real long-term commitment to Sepp Vandenberg. But simultaneously, it does look as though he's had an exceptional summer in Germany. And there's aspects of what he's done in Germany that if he was just bobbing round Mainz and actually played for them, it wouldn't surprise you to see Liverpool linked with him. What isn't good for Sepp is Liverpool might be linked with him at the asking price that Liverpool are currently trying to put on him right now.
Yeah, exactly. He's a strange one, isn't he? He was the more or less the only signing that summer after we win the European Cup, I think, along with Harvey Elliott. He comes in that first season and plays a couple of games in the League Cup and, if we're all being honest, doesn't look very good. I think he grew a couple of inches in the summer and just didn't get used to his body. To the extent to which, I think when he goes on loan to Preston the next season and you hear that he's been playing right wing back,
yeah,
you're like, how on earth is that happening? But by all accounts, he seemed to play well there. And for every loan he's had, he seems to have done okay. And I think just even from a sort of political point of view for Arne Slot, he wants to probably be seen to be given all players the chance to prove themselves in pre-season, so everyone thinks, okay, I've got a fair shot at this, and if I don't show myself to be good enough, then I can't really argue with it. All of that said, can I see any sort of a long-term future for Sepp Vandenberg at Liverpool? No, I can't. I think at this point, he's had a few years to get himself up to the level to come into this team and show that he's good enough, and we probably, the numbers are saying that he hasn't reached that level, and we are going to need to move him on.